turn, my heart jerking as I lay eyes on Shep for the first time since I set a bomb off in the middle of our relationship. Somehow, in the past 2 weeks apart, he's gotten even more beautiful. It's his eyes, I decide. The broad shoulders, buff drummer's arms, calloused hands, and neatly trimmed beard are all lovely. But it's his eyes that make my bones go gooey in the center. Those golden eyes that beat into mine, telegraphing everything he's feeling in a code only the two of us can decipher. Or so I thought. Now all I know for sure is that being in his presence is painful. "I'm good. Thanks for coming to help out. Theo really appreciates it," I say briskly, determined to keep this all business. It's the only way I'm going to get through the day without hurling myself off the edge of the pier. "I'll get you set up with a drawer and an apron, and we'll be ready to rock."
"Bridget, please,"
he says, in a husky voice that makes my traitorous nerve endings tingle and my lips hungry for a taste of his, proving I'm never going to be able to be just friends with this man again. "All the plates are $8. I focus on the cash register, the ocean, the seagulls circling like sky rats, ready to swoop for scraps as soon as the trash hits the bins. Anywhere but at Shep's sad eyes. "And taxes already factored in, so the math should be easy enough. Any questions?"
"Can we talk?"
"Any questions other than that question?" I ask tightly. When he exhales and shakes his head, I nod, pretending I'm not dying on the inside. "Okay, then let's get to work. We're going to have company soon." And we do. So much company, in fact, that the Shep-inspired ache in my chest eventually fades to the back of my awareness. My heart still hurts like a band of rogue seagulls played stab the beak through the brunette with it, but I can handle this. I'm not going to fall apart. I'm going to get through this, be here for my best friend and my sister, and then I can run home, binge-watch Instant Hotel, and forget I'm a weirdo whose brain is full of nonsense and bad ideas. But then Colin proposes to Kirby. At least, I think that's what's happening, and by the time I realize that they've just decided to live happily ever after without formal vows, I'm already overly emotional. And then Shep lets it slip that Colin's going to ask Kirby to go on tour with them, leaving me alone for 6 months without my sister. And even though I'm so happy for her, I'm also going to miss her like crazy. But I can't ask her to stay here. She's growing, evolving. As she should be. It's my problem that I stay the same while the world changes around me. That I can't seem to get out of my rut, no matter how hard I try or to what ridiculous lengths I'm willing to go. It's my problem that I can barely make it through the rest of the clawdown without falling apart. And that meeting Shep's gaze makes me feel like my soul is a slug getting repeatedly dashed with salt. Every moment in his presence hurts. It hurts so much that by the time I close out my cash register and hand the envelope of money and receipts to Theo, my hands are shaking. "Hey, you okay?" she asks, frowning up at me. "Did you forget to eat again?" "Yeah, but I've got lobster curry to go in my bag." I smile thinly and back away. "Gotta run. Have to check in at the B&B. Talk to you later." "Okay, but I wanted to ask if you..." "Sorry, I really have to go, babe," I say, spying Shep approaching from behind her and knowing I won't survive another close encounter with his eyes. "Call me. I'll be around. Great job today. I'm so proud of you." I spin on my heel and bolt at a speed walk, dimly aware of Theo behind me, thanking Shep for helping out. But mostly I'm focused on putting as much distance as possible between me and a certain golden-eyed drummer. But I should know better than to think I'll get away that easily. Nothing is easy these days, especially not anything remotely involving Shepard Strong.